against the Serbian terror in Croatia. During his early morning phone call, Herr Genscher pushed hard for economic sanctions to be placed on Serbia and Montenegro, and that Croatia and Slovenia be recognized as independent states. Here again, it can be seen that Germany was striving to bring about the breakup of Yugoslavia in pursuit of its own strategic objectives, and at the same time positioning itself alongside the United States. In this, Germany was aided by Austria. For instance, the Grand Duke Otto von Habsburg, son of the last emperor of Austro-Hungary and now a German member of the European Parliament, spoke strongly in favor of the Croats. In the French newspaper Le Figaro on August 15, 1991, he is reported as saying, quote, "Croats, being the civilized part of Europe, have nothing in common with Serbian primitivism in the Balkans. Croatia's future lies in a European confederation to which the former Austro-Hungary could serve as the model to be followed," unquote. Bear in mind that Croatia and Slovenia were part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, headed over by the Habsburgs, or presided over by the Habsburgs. Continuing. On the other hand, in contrast to the German and Austrian strategy at this stage, the EC was still trying to bring about a peaceful resolution of the situation and to maintain the unity of Yugoslavia. That, by the way, is because it was clear that if indeed the Yugoslav Federation was split up, then the centuries-old hatreds would explode again, and basically there would be the bloodbath that has since ensued after the Germans pressured the rest of the EC to adopt their view. Continuing. However, the fighting continued. In an attempt to slow down the fighting, the UN voted on September 25th to impose an arms embargo on all factions in Yugoslavia. Germany ignored the embargo and continued to covertly supply Croatia with arms and ammunition. Fighting intensified, particularly in Croatia. During October 1991, more than 25,000 Serbs were ethnically cleansed from western Slavonia. At the same time, 24 Serbian villages were razed to the ground in the area around Slavonska Pezega, and more than 10,000 Serbs were driven across the border into Bosnia by Croatian ethnic cleansing operations. In December of 1991, EC heads of state and senior ministers gathered for a crucial meeting at Maastricht. Their task was to agree to a treaty that would be a blueprint for the future development of the European community, including across-the-board integration of economic and monetary affairs, a timetable for achieving political cohesion, a far-reaching social policy, and move towards a common policy on foreign affairs and security. Some member states, particularly the UK, knew they would be unable to gain acceptance from their own parliaments for the complete package of proposed measures, and therefore pressed for an opt-out clause on some of the measures. Western European Union Document 1342, Part 2, dated November 6, 1992, indicates that at the Maastricht meeting, the unity of the EC was maintained at the expense of the unity of Yugoslavia. In the course of heated discussions on European security and a common policy on foreign affairs, Germany injected the problems in Yugoslavia. From a position where the EC members were 11-1 in favor of maintaining the unity of Yugoslavia, Germany succeeded at 0400 hours in forcing approval for the recognition of Croatia and Slovenia as independent states. The Maastricht Treaty was signed, complete with all its opt-out clauses, and it was claimed in a press statement issued at the end of the conference that the EC was united on the way forward on all major policy matters. The WEU document reads, "The Maastricht process, therefore, influenced the 12's reactions to the Yugoslav crisis, while that crisis influenced the process of the European Union. It should be underlined that any undertaking that did not have the consent of all member states of the community would have significantly weakened Europe just when it was negotiating the Maastricht Treaty and then proceeding to ratify it," unquote. In effect, Yugoslav unity was sacrificed to maintain EC unity. By its actions, Germany had proved it had become the dominant power in the European community and was prepared to use its economic strength to achieve strategic goals in the post-Cold War era. A few days after the conclusion of the Maastricht meeting, on December 23, 1991, Germany recognized Roman Catholic Croatia and Slovenia as independent states, effective from January 15, 1992. Germany also gave a promise to gain for them membership in the United Nations. This was effected just 5 months later, on May 22nd, 1992. I've been reading from a paper entitled German and U.S. Involvement in the Balkans, a Careful Coincidence of National Policies. This was presented at a symposium on the Balkan War, Yugoslavia, Past and Present, that was held in Chicago on August 31st and September 1st of 1995. The paper was authored by T.W. Bill Carr, Associate Publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs Publications in London.
And once again, that was recorded, that is actually excerpted from the One Step Beyond program of May 16th, 1999. That concludes this segment. My name is Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.
Good night. God. Well, I got here 1 hour early. It's a big mistake. I had to sit through the entire Dave Emery show. I'm exhausted. Does this man ever relax from his conspiracy theorizing? You know, Dave Emery promised me a case of Sly Weasel bourbon a few weeks ago. Maybe it was months ago. It still hasn't arrived. And Dave doesn't return my phone calls either. Doesn't answer my letters. Maybe Dave drank it all himself. Yeah, there's a certain drunken quality about his obsessions, don't you think? Yeah, perhaps I shouldn't be judgmental. Maybe there's reasons why the case of bourbon hasn't arrived. Maybe, let's see. Maybe UPS lost the shipment. If so, I think that's mighty suspicious, don't you? Maybe Dave would do a little investigation. Maybe do a show about it. What happened to my case of Sly Weasel bourbon that he's allegedly shipped that seems to have disappeared? He certainly has a personal stake in the matter, don't you think? Well, anyway, I'm the old codger. This is WFMU, East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope. I'm not just here to blatter. I'm here to play music, great music. Here's some my favorite, Ruth Etting.
Door to my heart is shut. No more will I lose my nut over movie stars, sheiks, and Packard cars. I hate all.
Yeah, that was, cats versus chicks. And it was an instrumental called Cat Meets Chick. Yes. And before that was the Charleston Chasers from 1929. They did Lovable and Sweet. That was our instrumental set. Of course, we opened up the program with the fabulous and beautiful Ruth Etting. Ruth Etting singing, Could I? I certainly could. Well, right now, all rise for our national anthem. Yes. Surface noise is our national anthem. And now everybody say the Pledge of Allegiance with me. I pledge allegiance to the noise and the great music that plays over it. Thousands of discs, tens of thousands, on the Victrola, which we pledge to play forever. And to hell with compact discs and LP records. With liberty to crank the turntable volume up at a level that will disturb the neighbors. Okay, you may be seated now. Okay, now, I do want to say this is the Old Codger, Courtney T. Edison here on WFMU. I'm here every 2 weeks doing the radio show, playing the 70 RPM records, the fabulous, fabulous 70 RPM records. I'll just talk about new age music. This program presents old age music. Well, anyway, I talked to you the other day about going, leaving this radio station. I grumbled about it, you know, taking this show to another radio station because they don't appreciate me here, they don't pay me. I talked about it last week. Well, so far, no offers have arrived. I do not insist on a big salary. $5 a week would be tremendous improvement over what WFMU pays me. Benefits? New wheels on the shopping cart. A box of cigars. My favorite is Rancho Malario. Maybe a radio station that will schedule my program before the Dave Emery show so he doesn't drive away my audience. Yeah, but what are the chances I will leave this radio station? Probably slim to none. And Slim has been on medical leave for 6 months. Oh, but miracles do occur. I just think of the number of stations that hired Danny Stiles over the years. Joe Franklin, too. And Joe Franklin and Danny Stiles, they're both doddering old fools. I have never doddered. And compared to Joe Franklin, I'm not old. So listen, you listening out there in the audience, the radio audience of WFMU, if you run a radio station, please contact me at my home. You can call me. I'll give you my phone number, the same phone number I've had since 1892. I know a lot of listeners already have it memorized, but if you're just listening for the first time, write it down. My phone number is 6. Should I repeat it? Okay. My phone number is 6. Call me at home if you can give me a job at a real radio station. Or you can write to me at my bunker at Springdale Avenue in East Orange. And if you do write to me, please include a check covering 6 weeks' advance salary. Okay? Thank you very much. Well, we'll go back to the music now. I've got some Helen Humes here. Okay.
You seem to haunt me all day. ago, since you have sent me away. Well, where shall I go when I go where I go, since you have sent me away? And what can I do when I do what I do? You seem to haunt me all day. Why, where can I find what I found when I first met you? You were unkind, but I simply can't forget you. Where shall I go when I go where I go, since you have sent me away?
My Carolina's sunshine girl. You have turned my heart to stone. My Carolina sunshine girl, you have left me all alone. I wonder why I sit and cry when I really should lay at your photo bed. For you are the sweetest angel in this world, and I love, love, love you, my Carolina sunshine girl. Yodelie, yodelie.
Eskimo.
Why, you should hear their college, Oogie Wah Wah.
Wah Wah Wah.
And they have some college boys.
Bet they make an awful noise.
How they sing an Eskimo tra-la-la.
Have they a leader, big cheerleader?
Yes, he's some guy.
Has he a frozen face?
It's like an Eskimo pie.
Well, it's 45 below.
Still he says, come on, let's go.
Just what do those Eskimos all holler?
I scream, you scream.
They all scream for ice cream.
Ra, 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 ra.
Tuesdays, Mondays.
They all scream for Sundays.
Sis, boom, ba, sis, boom, ba, sis, boom, ba. Boola, boola.
Sarsaparilla.
If you've got chocolate,
we'll take vanilla.
I scream, you scream.
We all scream for ice cream.
Ra, 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 ra. Rotten. Colleges, they come and go.
But the world will never know any other place like Oogie Wah Wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Harvard, Princeton, Brown, and Yale. Football teams, they all turn pale.
Oh, so they have played with Oogie Wah Wah.
You betcha. Those Eskimos looked mighty tough when they took the field.
But people said, ah, there's a team that never will yield.
And then Midgore and Flying Fur, they showed just how tough they were.
Sure they did when they began to holler.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Ra, 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 ra. How we love it with whipped cream above it. Sis, boom, ba, sis, boom, ba, sis, boom, ba. It's a wow, boys. Yes, and how, boys. Yes, yell and make believe we're drugstore cowboys. I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ra, 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 ra. Happiness boy. I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ra, 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 ra. We're most prostrate from strawberry phosphate. Sis, boom, ba, sis, boom, ba, sis, boom, ba. Bring some Oni or Tartoni. The other flavors all are just baloney. I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ra, 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 ra,
rah, rah.
Are we crazy? You should guess. Billy and Ernie, yes, yes, yes. There.
Well, that's a nice set of music. That was, we just heard from Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, the Happiness Boys, and a song that was written by Oogie Wawa. And they mention his name in there because he wrote the song. It's a little inside joke. The song is called Ice Cream, You Scream, We All Scream for Ice Cream, from 1928, the Happiness Boys. And we heard Jimmy Rogers, the singing brakeman, and he did My Carolina Sunshine Girl, from 1931. Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra with I'm Coming, Virginia. And Helen Humes with the Harry James Orchestra did the song of the Wanderer. So, I now have a very important announcement here to read. This just came in over the teletype, and the National Weather Service wants me to read it. A little strip of paper here. It says the National, I'm obligated. This is the law. The law says I must read this exactly as it comes in. I'm not allowed to improvise or make fun of it or anything. So the National Weather Service has issued a special marine warning for the following counties areas. Area 073353 and area 073370 at 3:20 p.m. on May 27, 2008, effective until 4:05 p.m. That's kind of silly. But anyway, it's a marine warning. So if you're a marine, you've been warned. Meanwhile, I suppose if there's some kind of flooding coming in, you want to be, and you say you're in the basement, listening to 70 RPM records, as many of my friends do, and you're listening on vintage equipment, you should bring the records up to the second floor right now so they will not be ruined if there's any flooding in your basement. You know, the labels might peel off or something if they get moist. So that's an important message from the National Codger Weather Service. Okay, well, it's time to get back to the music now because I have so much music to play. And let's see, Joe Daniels. And his hot shots. Oh, yeah, this one really swings.
Thank you.
Avenue. Oh, don't you know where they're going to? They're on their merry way to turn night into day. Dressed in their best, they're a happy mob. Soon to a tune, they'll be on the job. If you care to join them, just hurry along. Follow the crowd, follow the crowd. Come with me, you're gonna be so proud. Don't stay behind, go where you find thousands of dreamy tango dancers. Come, my honey, come. The pipe and drum will make things hum. The whole night long we'll dance away the blues. Take an extra pair of shoes. Come, 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 come and follow the crowd. Follow the crowd, follow the crowd. Come with me, you're gonna be so proud. Don't stay behind, go where you find thousands of dreamy tango dancers. Come, my honey, come. The pipe and drum will make things come. The whole night long we'll dance away the blues. Take an extra pair of shoes. Come, 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 come and follow the crowd.
Myself at a big, big carnival. I walked round the place, I heard people say it was a bacchanal. When I came back, I sat at the table, but one thing made me laugh. No fork, no plate, no spoon, no glass, but plenty calabash. So every St. Lucian accustomed to wash. In the morning, they wake up and wash off the face. Dinner time, they serve their meals. And in the evening time, they cock up them. Well, then I decided that I would take a stroll around town. I came to a place and hear what I saw, a big hole in the ground. The young girls were there enjoying themselves, but again I had to laugh. Situated before them in the hole in the ground was a big, big calabash. So they wake in the morning and beat up a punch. 12 o'clock they fix up their lunch. Evening time they wash the dishes. Then in the middle of the night they wash up dish. St. Lucian accustomed to wash. In the morning they wake and wash off the face. Dinner time they serve their meals. And in the evening time they cock up them.
Oh, yes, a lot of great surface noise on that one. That tickles my ears. Well, that was Fanny Watson of the Watson Sisters. It was her solo career after the Watson Sisters fell down a mine shaft. Fanny was saved. She didn't fall in. And she went on to a great long singing career. Lasted over as a solo artist. Her long-lasting career, gosh, it must have gone over 6 or 7 months before they found her sisters. They were alive. And they regrouped and started making terrible records again. Fanny was much better as a solo artist, but she did not have much of a what you call a catalog, because she didn't have much time to record till they found her sisters. Well, there was even some suspicion that she pushed them into mineshaft. But it was never proven in court. They threw the case out. You can look it up in your encyclopedia. I'm sure it's in there. Well, before Fanny Watson sinned, she sang Everybody's Crazy Over Dixie. Charlie Binger. He's Charlie Binger 6 and Count Lasher with Calabash. I'm going to play the B-side of that 78 in a few minutes because I really like it. It's called Miss Constance. I love them both, the two records, the two sides of it. Louis Jordan and his orchestra, before he had the Timpani 5, did Swinging in the Coconut Trees. Irving Berlin, old friend of mine, I outlived him. Too bad, Irving. Well, he sang a song that he wrote called Follow the Crowd. And Joe Daniels and his Hot Shots, and of course Joe Daniels, kicking the trap set around. And a song called Crashing Through. This is the old codger on WFMU, playing 70 RPM records every 2 weeks to let me come down here and do an hour. And they want me to do so many things besides read the weather service announcement, which was totally bogus. And I got here early, as I said, and Brian Turner, who the program manager, whatever the hell he is, tells me I should read public service announcements more often. You know, to help the people, let them know about the essential community services that are offering the people out there by the government who are looking after them. You know, the government is their friend. And he hands me one. He wrote it out himself by hand. I can't read half of the things he wrote here. And he's gone. I don't know what. But he told me to read this on the air, a public service announcement. So, it's illegible. He says, okay, each year, thousands of people are victimized by something or other. This is a tragic situation which can be avoided if people would something. And if they got their something checked and made sure their homes didn't have something, which are especially harmful to pets and little children. But why should you care? You should always notify somebody if something becomes something bad and starts to something. If symptoms are not treated in time, it could lead to something, or even something. So get your something looked at now by a qualified something. This is a public service announcement from the weenies at WFMU who want you to stay alive so they can milk you for cash during next year's marathon. Once your check clears, then you can die. I hope Mr. Turner is happy. Public service announcement. Ooh. Anyway, old codger here. I'm running out of time. I got so much more music to play. Broly 78 down here. Charlie Binger 6 and Count Lasher singing the other side of the Calabash song. This is called Miss Constance.
Not me, Miss Constance. This is against me conscience. No, not me, Miss Constance. This is against me conscience. To run you a flat race, I'm afraid. You're too small, you can't make the grade. She said I may be small, but yet I'll take on any runner when the track get wet. I said, okay, baby, let's run 100 yards or 220. She said, no short distance because I want to test your endurance. You seem to think I'm a little child. You're getting fresh. Let's run a mile. I bet you hold your head and ball. Before we finish running, you are bound to fall. Yes, sir. I started off quite easy, confident of victory. When the first lap ended, I was feeling splendid. But in the second lap, rain started drizzling. Miss Constance passed me as if she was flying. I will never forget the way she opened up when the track got wet. When you talk about running, she made me feel I was walking. She wanted to lap me, apparently. She wanted to gain me. So I got up and get with a winning mind. I made a terrific drive from behind. The winner, no, no one could tell. We were coming in together when I hear the bell. When the last lap started, I wasn't feeling splendid. My knees started wobbling, see me on the track, oh, I was tumbling. Then in the middle of the track, I got so confused. My foot slipped out of the running shoes. I got weak and fall, and my foot couldn't go back in the shoes at all. Hear my explanation, I did not give satisfaction. I said, my lady, you won me, because the water had the track slippery. Wasn't for that big running shoes, bet your life I wouldn't lose. She said, that is no excuse at all. The shoes ain't too big, is your foot too small? Kaiso Papa.
Compare with mine.
Take a little catch my breath after that one. That was so beautiful. Try Root adding again. A little encore from Root. That was not the same disc, other side. It was a different record. That was Funny Dear, What Love Can Do by the wonderful Root adding. Barbara Booker, Mary Osborne, and June Rotenberg did a little trio number called Low Ceiling. Mamie Smith sang I Ain't Gonna Give Nobody Nobody. None of this jelly roll. And Charlie Binger 6 with the Temp Lasher did another little number called Miss Constance. Well, this is the old codger. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. Keep those cards and letters coming. I know I say that, it's kind of wishful thinking. I don't get any cards and letters. I don't get any phone calls either. I don't understand this. I give my phone number every show. It's 6. How difficult is it to find it on your rotary dial phone? It's number 6. It's right after 5, right before 7. Call me sometime. My phone number is not going to change. I've had it since 1892. And you can write to me at my bunker on Springdale Avenue in East Orange. You don't need no zip code. It's East Orange 6, New Jersey. I use the old-style postal code. Yes. Anyway, stay tuned for Tom Sharpling. They told me that's what his real name is, Tom Sharpling. He's next on WFMU East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope.
Radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Well, I am Buddy Swales, governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, governor of party.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard Clark from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kern?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy!
And who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Yes,
they have Rick Maloney at the Wawa go-to.
What?
I hate you.
It's Peter.
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
Roger Devil.
My name is Ollie Farinacci.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it and you'll die without it.
Smash or trash.
Derek, I'm calling from Duval.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Riffle. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man. Right.
Ted, don't stand with that. It's a tentpole. It's a tentpole show.
Hey, this is Ted Leo.
What?
This is Petey from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
Hey, from Knoxville.
Super caller.
It's Officer Tom.
My name is Mike Zajac.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Father.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name's Jerry Page.
Tom, my name is Jeffrey Ludell. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.
Thank you.
near your daughter's school, and we picked her up and drove to a cemetery on a hill, on a hill. We watched the plumes paint the sky gray as she laughed and danced through the field of graves, and there I knew it would be all right, that everything would be all right, would be all right, would be all right, would be all right. And the news reports on the radio said it was getting worse as the ocean air fanned the flames. But I couldn't think of anywhere I would have rather been to watch it all burn away. Double shifts with prayers for rain on their lips, and they knew it was only a matter of time.